All right, I want to talk about a story here that I know Gordo's going to talk about in Muse in the News at 7:15. And I'm going to leave the details of the trial and the decision for Muse in the News. I wanted to talk about a certain factor of this story. You may have seen yesterday that drug lord El Chapo was found guilty on all counts in his trial in New York, federal trial. He is now going to be sentenced in June, I believe, and he's expected to get life in prison. And they're going to send him to Supermax, that prison that's impossible to escape from in Colorado. Mm-hmm. So it looks like El Chapo is off the streets for good. We'll get to the details. And one of those details is Ted Cruz's idea that El Chapo should pay for the wall, which I think is kind of genius because yes, the government is seeking $14 billion from El Chapo. Well, that would more than pay for the wall.
Oh, yes. Yeah. His ill-gotten booty.
And you know what? If that happens, Trump will end up being right. Mexico will have paid for the wall.
Put a lot of nice finish out for $14 billion.
It'll be one of their citizens, not necessarily the country, but they will have got the funding from south of the border.
You go board on board 10 foot with that, I think.
Yeah, bat and board.
Anyway, the aspect of this trial I wanted to talk about here in this segment is the jury. Because I don't understand, unless these people were wildly detached from the news of the day and what El Chapo was all about, how you could possibly serve on this jury. And I know these are great Americans to do this, and they hung in there. But at the beginning of the trial, when they're going through jury selection, and they eventually settle on the 12, El Chapo's lawyers promised the jury that their client would not murder them.
Why are you laughing at that, sir? It's very important.
So if you're a juror and you hear that, are you like, can I rethink this? Are you sure this is done now? Can I get out of it?
My client El Chapo has peaky sworn that he will not murder this jury.
I would come up with some sort of ridiculous ailment that I scream every 5 seconds or something, and I just can't control myself in a courtroom setting, and there's no way that I could, you know, be fit to be on a jury.
So the trial started, I believe, in November, so it's been about, say, 3 months. And for 3 months, each juror was under the protection of the U.S. Marshal Service. Agents shuttled them between their homes and the courthouse in downtown Brooklyn every day for the entire duration of the trial. The jury was comprised of 7 women and 5 men. There were 6 alternate jurors, 4 women and 2 men. And they were hunkered down for three and a half months. They said that most of the jurors that were selected had liberal views on drugs, with several telling the judge that they support legalization and regulation of marijuana, but that it would not sway them in considering the evidence against El Chapo. Others have relatives in law enforcement, one including a woman with a brother in the Department of Homeland Security stationed in a Texas border town, another who's got a brother who's a helicopter pilot for Homeland Security. And so these people were in this courtroom with El Chapo, and there was a very small pool of reporters that they let into the courtroom, just 5. And it was a pool of reporters, and I think it's the same 5 that went every day. They may have switched out 1 or 2. They had an interpreter in there. They tried to make it a very intimate courtroom with as few people in there as possible, which to me would creep me out even more if I'm a juror, because
right, too
I'm
close.
And you know that El Chapo, during the course of a 3-month trial, was looking at each one of them. He memorized all their faces. Mm-hmm. He memorized what kind of looks he might have been getting.
Right. He was basically a courtroom sketch artist himself during that trial.
Sending those sketches out to his people.
He was sitting there facing the jury, sketching them the whole time.
They were all asked beforehand about their feelings about this story or the cartel or illegal drugs, and they all passed it and were selected, and both sides agreed that I guess this is as decent a jury as you can find, even though yesterday when the decision was announced, El Chapo's lawyer got up in front of the media and said, We were found guilty before this trial even started because of the news stories. And
right.
So now he's even saying the jury gave him no chance. Why would you serve on this jury?
I don't know. I guess this is the less safe option, right? If they had acquitted him, would they be guaranteed safety, or does that make it more dangerous?
Because he's out,
and he may be pissed that you even were on the jury. Would you be more scared to acquit him or to convict him?
Convict him.
Yeah, I think if you acquitted him, then
you get El Chapo immunity for life.
I think. I don't know how it works, but I think.
Yeah, I think I would rather convict him, just knowing that the figurehead or the power of that cartel is can't come and get you.
Right.
They've got to now take different steps to come and get you, and it's got to be coordinated through prison.
As you said,
if they're out, I was just going to say, if they're out, then El Chapo can be sitting in a car with his henchmen outside your house, mm-hmm. and when you walk out, he can say, yes, that's him.
Right.
I'll do this one myself.
Dang it.
But his henchmen said, but wait, they acquitted you.
That doesn't matter. They should have said no to the jury.
Right.
But it's like you said, hey, props to the people that have the bravery to do that. And not just someone like, but in a high-profile case where you know you're going to be there for 3 months at least. I mean, how many, you know, just this, that in itself, regardless of how dangerous you think the guy is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that takes a lot. I told you guys when I was on jury selection, and it turns out it was one of the Texas Seven.
You didn't go through the trial, though.
Oh,
right?
No. But
that would have been great.
And I put in all sorts of hot sports opinions about how, you know, I thought all seven of those guys needed to fry and all that. So I was dismissed pretty early. But there was part of me that wanted to serve, but I didn't. There was part of me that thought, oh my gosh, this thing could go on for 4 or 5 months.
But I think if you're on the El Chapo jury, the time that you're out of work is the least of your work.
Yes, right. that is an unusual set of circumstances for sure. But just that, though, any sort of case that you know is going to be high profile, is going to last a while, that in itself is tough to try to get on.
I don't think I would want to serve on any kind of big trial jury while I'm still working here. But if I were retired,
I think it'd be kind of interesting.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I'd
bust
be
up
really
the monotony
into
of your life.
Yes.
Of retirement, doing nothing.
Now, not an El Chapo trial, but a, you know, like some crazy significant trial in your local community, a murder trial or whatever the big mystery. I think that'd be awesome.
Gordon Keith.
No, he cannot sit on a jury in which I am the defendant.
Jury.
I show up with my arms crossed every day, just nodding my head.
Oh boy, that'd be so great if we got to take, or if we got to take the stand to testify against Gordo. Did he ever say anything unusual? Oh yes,
Your Honor, I object. Defendant, you cannot object. You have counsel here that can do it for you.
Please continue questioning Mr. Miller. Yes, did Mr. Keith at one time purchased the bathtub of Lee Harvey Oswald?
Yes, he did.
Your Honor, can I give context here? Can context, please?
And he would bathe in it daily.
Yes, he did. And he bragged about it.
I would not bathe in it daily, Your Honor. Maybe once a day. Wait, is that the same thing? Oh, my God.
So the judge yesterday, after the decision came down, told the jury that they do have the right to remain anonymous. All of them have been anonymous throughout this trial, and uh-huh. He said going forward, that's what he would recommend, but that they're free to do whatever they want. Do you think any of them will break out of that and write a book or do a TV interview or something like that? Would you show your face on 2020?
Maybe they'll be disguised and have funny voice.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
I think at 8:40 we have one of the jurors wants to come on.
Maybe.
Of course, if they do that, then they're still anonymous. If they join us like the 840 guy always joins us with the same voice. And then El Chapo, he's been in prison, federal prison in Mexico twice. He's escaped both times, once in a laundry basket. The other, because he is tiny, I guess. The other, when they dug that 1 mile tunnel for him, will his cartel try to break him out of prison here in this country? Do you think
Yes, they will try.
Do you think there'll be an escape attempt?
I always wonder about those guys, like why when he's behind bars, how does he maintain power? You know, because these guys do somehow, from prison, they can still maintain power of their people and motivate people who are free on the outside to break in and try to spring what could be their tormentor. You know, if he lords over them,
right?
Why not just engineer a coup while he's in there?
Right.
Why remain loyal to him?
My guess is that it's all about bribing the guards, and if he's worth that much money, then his people from the outside, they find the guards where they live, and they bribe them, give them a phone to give to El Chapo, and El Chapo makes his calls from his cell.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how it works, and I've got pretty extensive prison knowledge.
Okay, but he's on cell phone. So how does he maintain control with his cell phone guy? El Chapo gives an order, I want you to go do this.
Mm-hmm.
No.
If you don't, I will place another call to you to bug you to do it.
I think they fear that enough men will stay loyal to him, that if they say no, then he calls the loyal men and they kill the non-loyal men.
Right. It just seems like everybody should break ranks on the loyalty deal when the guy's in prison.
They said several of the jurors throughout this trial had panic attacks, and so that day, for example, the trial would have to be delayed a couple hours because the jurors collapsed as they were on their way in mm-hmm. with a panic attack because they were worried El Chapo was going to kill them.
Mm.
Wow, the 12 brave men and women to serve on the El Chapo jury, and they found him guilty on all counts.
Mm.
And we'll have more details about the decision coming up in Muse in the News at 7:15. All right, it's 5:48 on the ticket. Coming up next, would this be a good idea for the Cowboys?